Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
You know what? I was just thinking before we came on the air, you actually couldn't make up what's going on in America at the moment. It's playing out like some sort of bad movie, isn't it? Bullet misses Donald Trump by a millimeter to his ear. And I was watching, you know, their version of the Oireachtas today, of course, with the head of the Secret Service. And it was just unbelievable to listen to the actual timeline. What was it, 51 minutes before the shots were fired? Local police knew there was a suspicious man in the area. Long before the Secret Service fired off a shot and killed the shooter, they knew he was on top of the roof. It's incredible. She was asked, did he have a full complement of Secret Service agents, considering there was a serious threat on his life from places like Iran because of Baghdadi and all that and everything else that he'd kill or he'd organized the killing of. And she said, and he said, so the answer is no, he didn't. Why didn't he? Why didn't your agents know? I mean, this particular roof was an optimum site if you wanted to assassinate somebody. In other words, she was saying she can protect a president or a sitting president or a candidate, you know, from a serious international threat. Yet she couldn't protect a sitting president or presidential candidate from an international threat. What chance have we got of from a 20-year-old kid? What chance has any president got in politics? And then this whole thing about, you know, these are unprecedented events. No, they're not. Violence in politics is not unprecedented in America. It's extremely common, by the way. There has been so many assassinations or assassination attempts of presidents in America over the last 70 or 80 years. So it's not uncommon. So I don't know why people think this is some sort of unusual event. And then on top of that then, so you had them, obviously, you know, the charges against Donald Trump were dropped 2 weeks beforehand in Florida. Then you had the assassination attempt. And then you have Joe Biden dropping out when, like, he's clearly dropping out because he's unfit and to run for presidency. But yet he's fit enough to run a country? That doesn't make any sense. And all along, the Democrats have said he's been well enough. So they lied to everybody all along. Clearly the man wasn't well enough. Now, latest reports are, by the way, that he's extremely ill, by the way. Now, I don't know how true they are. That's yet to be confirmed. But there is a no-fly zone around Delaware where he lives at the moment. And that usually is put in place when the government jet or the government plane is going to be bringing him back home again because he lives in Delaware. As you know, that's his own private house. So for some reason, he's going back to his house at the moment. Now, he is supposed to be giving a press conference before the end of the week, but I believe there was a meeting of White House staff this morning. What that means, I don't know. But you want me to give you a prediction? Okay, here's my prediction. May not be true, but here's my prediction. My prediction is there will be an announcement tomorrow that he will be stepping away as president. They will be evoking Article 25. Kamala will become president and Joe is extremely unwell. That's just my prediction. May not be true, so please don't take that as news. But that's my prediction as to what's going to happen. Probably tomorrow or the next day. That throws everything into disarray. And I think it's grossly unfair. And I think Donald Trump was actually right in the tweet that he put out last night saying he was going to sue the Democrats because he's been running a campaign against Joe Biden, who is the presidential candidate, them knowing all along he was never probably going to make it, you know, to November the 5th, the election day, which is bizarre. I mean, imagine running a two-horse race and then at the last minute, one of the horses pulls out and we're actually going to replace him with somebody else, even though you've been training to beat that particular horse, if you know what I mean, or fight or a boxing match or whatever it is. The whole thing makes no sense. Anyway, it's just the whole thing is becoming quite surreal at the moment. But then again, nothing is beyond the realms of possibility. If you get a chance, by the way, watch the head of the Secret Service and her being grilled. She was told today by senior senators that she was talking shit. Exactly, they were the words they use. You're talking shit. Because she didn't have the answer for many questions. It was just astonishing. The other thing was, to this day, she still hasn't visited the site. She hasn't actually been to the site. The shooter was there three times. She hasn't been there once. She's head of the Secret Service. So how can she have any understanding of the distance and how everything happened when she hasn't even visited the site? It's astonishing, astounding. This woman's incompetence is mind-blowing. And yet she's still in a job. She won't resign. They're going to have to chuck her out. Anyway, listen, we'll talk about that a bit more later on if we can. We'll be talking about it during the week, actually, with a, a political commentator, because I think it's going to get really interesting over the next couple of weeks. More predictions. You want me to give you more predictions? You just love my predictions. My predictions is that Kamala won't get enough votes when it comes to the Democratic Convention, which is on 2 weeks into August. I think it's August the 17th, as far as I know. And what will happen if Hillary Clinton wants to, but I don't know whether she'll want those skeletons coming out of the closet. Hillary, you know, is not the... She's not the most innocent person in the world either. She's a lot of questions to answer. She might run again, or Michelle Obama. That's an interesting... That'll be an interesting thing, wouldn't it? Anyway, I don't... Personally speaking, I think it's too late for them all at this stage. I don't know... I can't think of one Democrat at this particular moment of time that would probably beat Donald Trump. But then again, you never know. Things could change. Anyway, now, getting to tonight's topics. We do want to talk about sunbeds. I'm going to come to that in a second. Because they are quite dangerous. Also want to get around to talking about farming. Very interesting email from a farmer. And I have lots more to talk to in a very interesting interview a little bit later on about AI, if you're interested in AI. Because we could be all living in some sort of virtual world. This is all being played out and it's not real and I'm not real. Wow, imagine that. Anyway, now you may have heard the conversation in the news today about the use of sunbeds. At a recent trip to Ethiopia, Taoiseach Micheál Martin expressed his concerns about the link between the machines and skin cancer, which, as we know, is Ireland's most common type of cancer. The Taoiseach is one of a number of TDs who are now calling for a total ban on sunbeds. Currently in Ireland, you have to be 18 years of age to use one of the machines. We also heard today from dermatologists, many of whom are agreeing with the idea of the ban. One particular alarming study shows that using tanning beds before the age of 35 increases the risk of melanoma by 35%. Quite shocking, isn't it? 35%. But tonight I want to ask you, do you agree with banning the beds altogether? I know that many of you enjoy the use of a sunbed for skin conditions such as acne or to develop a tan. Some of you might even say that they use the sunbeds to improve your mental health and that we have more important things in this country to be banning than the use of sunbeds. On the other hand, many of you will have lost people to skin cancer. Maybe some of you are currently battling skin cancer and you would support the ban on sunbeds, even if we just saved a life. Now, I want to know what you think. Should we ban sunbeds completely? As I said, they're banned for under 18s, but many of you might have used them, you know, heading off to the Mediterranean. I just want to get a base tan before I go. Isn't that the kind of thing, isn't it? That's what women do. I don't think... Well, maybe men are doing it too now. Men have become quite vain too, I suppose. You know, they want to get a base tan before they go. They don't want to go to Mallorca looking all, you know, pinky and white. You know what I mean? They want to get a bit of a tan, a bit of a base going. And that's the reason people use them. Or for a wedding, for example. Some, particularly women, would use it, you know, to get a bit of a tan for a wedding. Although you can use false tan, I suppose, but it's not as good. It doesn't look as natural, I imagine. I don't know. I'm not a tan person. So anyway, I want to know what you think. Should we ban sunbeds altogether? You can text us if you want to. 087-188-0008. Let me go to Helen. Helen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Are you sure you don't use false tan?
Nah, not at all, Helen. I'm as white as the day I was born.
No, you know what? To me, it's too little too late. Mm. I mean, they are seriously dangerous.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think they should have been inspectors. Definitely should have been put in place to go around to certain salons, or all of them, whichever,
yep,
and just make sure that the laws that they're meant to obey by are obeyed by, because they're not now.
What, you mean like 16-year-olds are going in and using them, are they?
Oh, stop
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, they're orange.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like they can, instead of whatever, a few minutes, an hour, or you know, a week, they're in every day.
Yeah.
You know, to certain ones. I mean,
Have you ever used one? I've never used one in my life. Have you ever used
years
one?
Years and years ago. But I'd be a bit claustrophobic, so I actually use the one you stand up in.
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, now, they were fine, it was grand, it did the job at the time, it was for a wedding, so, like, I did get the colour, but, you know, I got a nicer colour from the natural tan, or sun, sorry, and, like, the problem is, with the sun, you don't get an instant tan, with the sunbeds, you can get a fantastic tan.
Well, it is much quicker than the sun, night. Yes, of course, but you can also get sunburned, by the way, you also can get burned by them, badly burned.
Oh, I can guarantee you. The back of my butt got it a few times.
Oh, Jesus, you had a sore bum.
So, you know, it's dangerous. I mean, seriously, whether I was lying down or standing up, the radiation, the volume of the radiation on my skin just did not, you know what I mean? It was dangerous, and I know it was dangerous, and I never did it again after that. But, I mean, I've seen friends of mine, and they stopped themselves now from going on the bed. Like, the owners didn't stop them, and they were orange.
I know. Didn't they used to rent them out years ago? You used to be able to rent one out for your house. Do you remember that? People used to rent them out all
that's
the time.
That's right.
I don't know whether they still do that. I know a guy I knew years ago, and he had like 10 of them, and he used to rent them out for like 40 quid a night or whatever. He used to make a fortune.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He delivered it to your house and collected the next day, and you could lie or collect it the next week or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not sure whether that still goes on, but that did go on big time in the 90s, I think, and the early 90s or whatever. It did go on, but like the way it is now is that, you know, when you go into the salon, you pay for so many hours, so you're paying up front.
So how long, I wouldn't have a clue, how long do you lie on it for or stand in it for? How long, what is it, like an hour or half an hour? What do you do?
Oh God, no! The longest you can stand first, anyway. They usually, the bylaw, and I think you can only be in there for about 3 minutes.
Are you kidding?
Then you build up to five. You build up to five. Then you build up to, I think 10 minutes is the highest you're meant to go. Maybe 20. Now I could be wrong because it's a while since I've done.
Oh, I thought it was a lot more than that. There you go. Now I thought it was a lot more than that. So that's how quickly they work. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how quickly they work. And as I say, it's meant to be over maybe period.
But here's the thing. Should we ban them? Because the argument against banning it is, you know, if I want to go rock climbing tomorrow or I want to jump out of a plane with a parachute, I'm entitled to do it because I know the risk involved. If I want to go and get a suntan on a sunbed, I'd want to be stupid at this stage not to know there's a risk of skin cancer. So, you know, the risk is very high, by the way. You know, I'm looking here, if you do it under the age of 35, it increases the risk by 35%. And skin cancer is a killer. So, but there you go, it's my risk. Should I be allowed to take that risk? I'm allowed to smoke, I'm allowed to drink.
No, you're allowed if you want to be completely, you know, immature and completely irresponsible. You are allowed to take the risk, obviously. Mm. But, I mean, like, the warnings have to be up there in front of you. There is no notices. There is no warnings.
Is there no warnings on the machine?
No.
Do you not have to, like, when you go into those kind of places, do you not have to sign a disclaimer, you know, that you're aware of the warnings and the risks?
Well, I can't remember whether I did or not. I wouldn't like to lie there. I can't remember.
But you believe they should be banned anyway?
I do.
Okay, but stay there for a second, because let me just go to Angelina as well. Angelina, hi, how are you?
Hi, Anand. I'm good. Yourself?
Good. You don't believe they should be banned, but you use it for... What reason do you use it for?
I had really bad eczema, like on my face, my chest, behind my legs, and it knocked my self-confidence. And I had it as a child, but it kind of disappeared. But once I went into my 20s, it came straight back. But someone recommended to me that it's supposed to clear off eczema, psoriasis, things like that. And I only do like 4 minutes twice a week. And I don't have like a mad colour, but I take precautionary. Do you know what I mean? As you said, there's a risk to everything.
Now, pardon my ignorance, but does it help your eczema?
Yeah, it's cleared my eczema up completely. I even had a bit of acne because, you know, hormonal teenager acne at the time. But that's all completely gone and everything.
And are you sure it's down to the sunbed or not just down to the fact that it happened to go anyway? Do you know what I mean? You think it's down to the sunbed?
Because I was on steroid creams and everything for the eczema, and it made it worse. And steroid withdrawal was absolutely awful. And sunbeds have been the only thing that cleared up.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Angelina. And I'm sorry to hear that you have eczema. That can be extremely irritating, pardon the pun, and really annoying, right? And the same goes for acne. But they're not as dangerous as cancer. And, you know, everything does give you cancer. You know, everything has a level of carcinogen in it. You know, but a lot of things, particularly processed food and all sorts of things. But in saying that, we can't deny the studies and the medical evidence that is there that suggests that sunbeds in particular increase your risk of melanoma by 35%. That's massive, Angelina. You might as well be smoking as well, you know, while you're at it. You know, do you understand what I'm saying? It increases the risk really high.
Yeah, but sure, I was reading an article the other day that sun cream cancer now, skin cancer.
Well, yeah, it's cheap sun creams are not good for your skin. No, probably not. I don't know if something like carcinogens or not.
But sure, like, there's just people that could be tanning in the sun for hours a day or hours when they're on holidays. And
yeah, but that's mind you, natural sun is not quite as bad as artificial ultraviolet light. But in saying that, but natural suntans, I mean, can give you cancer too. Yeah,
but like, if you're taking everything into moderation, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And yeah, if you're taking the precautionary, using the cream. Now, it's a joke when people use those nasal sprays up their nose and tannin injections to help them
What's
get
that?
Tanner. That's where
What's
I
that?
Draw the line. People use like tannin injections to make the stuff work faster in the sunbeds and spray these stuff up their noses and everything.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Process work faster.
So what, that accelerates the ultraviolet light on your skin?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They're meant to be so dangerous.
Yeah, I remember years ago there was injections out that you could get that would give you a tan. It obviously changes the melanoma in your, or the whatever it is in your skin that gives your skin the colour. But that just sounds bizarre that you would take, or anybody would risk stuff like that. But people do. People do risk these things. But here's the thing, Angelina. You know, unfortunately, it means you have to go back to using some sort of topical creams for your eczema or your acne. I'm assuming you use topical creams as well, do you?
Pardon?
Do you use like topical creams as well on your eczema and your acne?
No, not anymore. Well, I don't have it anymore.
Okay. It's gone completely.
There was one week that I didn't get to go onto the sun beds because of work, and it came back up in a small patch on behind my knee.
Okay.
And then as soon as I went back on the sun beds next week,
it's gone again.
Later, it was gone.
I see. I'm not a medical doctor, and I have no understanding of why that does or why that works. Helen, you're listening to Angelina there. She does it for medicinal, well, when I say medicinal reasons, for health reasons, that it's good for her skin, for her eczema. Now, I don't know medically if that's a fact, but seemingly it worked. Correlation, maybe causation, I don't know. But it works for her. That's her observation. Helen, on those grounds, is it fair then to ban it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Angelina, do you mind me asking, how long is the longest you've done in it in a week? How many minutes?
I do 4 minutes twice a week.
Four. Yeah, you see, you seem to have it under control. You seem to know what you're doing. But unfortunately, an awful lot of people don't, you know.
That's what I mean. It's not just tan beds. Alcohol, people.
And you're their fines and everything.
Yeah, I'm looking on the line here because I was just curious myself from a medical point of view. Does say, Angelina, in fairness to you, that phototherapy, or what's his sunbeds, work by targeting the overactive immune response in the skin to reduce those itchy, irritated, red or darker patches caused by flare-ups of eczema. If successful, it can improve eczema for a while, but it does not cure the eczema as it will return. So in other words, all it does is keep it at bay, essentially. Yeah.
But it improves my self-confidence. I just not want to leave the house with the eczema being on my face and everything and people asking questions and... And it's also irritating, like it's uncomfortable. It keeps you awake at night.
Mm. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Jessica as well. Jessica, hi, how are you?
How are you?
How are you doing? Jessica, I mean, should they be banned altogether?
Well, look, I don't use them. But, like, we can't be in any state and just ban everything. Like, oh, this is bad for you. We're going to ban it. Like, at the end of the day, it's over 18s who are supposed to be using them. If you're an adult and you know the risks going into it, then that's your choice at the end of the day.
I'm not into the nanny state stuff, and you know, out of all the people in this world, I'm certainly not into nanny state stuff, right? I'll be talking about cancer culture a little bit, or cancel culture a bit later on. That was a bit of a Freudian slip when I said cancer culture. Cancel culture. I'll be talking about that later on. But in saying that, you know, we do have a duty and a responsibility, and the state have a duty and a responsibility for the health of the nation. And to some degree, and if we think that something is really bad for us and unhealthy, like, I wouldn't care if they banned smoking tomorrow. It wouldn't bother me in the slightest, even though I'm a smoker. It would be a good reason for me to give it up, probably. So I wouldn't care if they banned it tomorrow. You know, and I also believe that excessive alcohol use is probably should be banned as well. But here's the thing. So, you know, we do have a duty and a responsibility to people's health.
Well, everything, I think, as Elena said, is up. When you think about it, everything is bad for you in some sense.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. Excessive use of everything, yeah.
Everything, because there's always, everything can always affect you bad. You can never have too much of a good thing, and then too much of stuff is bad for you as well. But the way I see it, it's, say if someone wants to take up smoking or if they want to take up drinking, you know what you're, you know what it's going to do to you, you know the effect it could have on you. at the end of the day, that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't agree with the government saying, no, we're not letting you do it. We're looking out for you. Like, no.
Well, what, Angelina, what are you saying? Who's it harming?
It, besides myself, I know it's harming me. Where there's people that take drugs, alcohol, and they end up harming others and other family members or friends, making medicine on the street. Where I know it is a risk to myself and my body, but it's not hurting anyone else. It's my business. Like, you wouldn't even know that I was on some beds because I don't have an insane, crazy tan. I'd be more of like a sallow, pale.
Okay, you don't look like an Oompa Loompa or anything like that, no.
No, no. Like, you couldn't even tell that I was on the tan in beds.
Right.
I look Irish.
You look Irish. But I tell you now, if I was on a tanning bed, I would definitely look Irish. You know that red lobster look? That's the way I'd look. I don't get it. I'm actually allergic to the sun. So even though I love sun holidays because I love sitting out in the sun, right? But I always have to have an umbrella over me because if I get burnt, I get a thing called, I don't know if you've ever heard of prickly heat. Have you ever heard of prickly heat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like this. So 3 or 4 days after I get sun, I get this insane itch, which is like an itch under your skin that you actually can't scratch. It's the most outrageous feeling you will ever have. It's called prickly heat. And that's, so I'm allergic to the sun. So I don't take the sun very well unless I do it really slowly. So that's why I need at least 3 to 4 weeks holidays if my boss is listening. But anyway, yeah, no, I understand the point. You're not hurting anybody but yourself. It's a kind of fair point. Jessica, is that a fair point? But I mean, you know, they are seriously dangerous, Jessica. We've been talking about some beds for the last 30 years about how dangerous they are.
Yeah, but I'm sure there are worse things out there than sun beds. Like,
oh, there are, yeah. Setting yourself on fire is worse, of course. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Standing out in the sun, covered in sunflower oil.
Well, people used to do that too, didn't they, years ago? Yeah, yeah, cover themselves. I knew a girl who used to put vegetable oil on herself in the sun. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
to get so she can, already.
Yeah, so she can get a tan, vegetable oil. You know what I mean? But people do. But maybe
cooking a barbecue.
Yeah, maybe like Angelina said. Who cares? As long as look, it's only harming themselves.
Well, like you said, it's only yourself at the end of the day. Whereas other stuff that's bad for you, it can harm other people. Like look at cigarettes, secondhand smoke. Probably I can't remember the figures now, but I remember hearing that secondhand smoke is probably even more dangerous than
I don't think so.
First-hand smoking. Or not as dangerous, but like that the numbers are kind of...
No, there was a huge study done in 2012 in California of 70,000 people who lived with a smoker for more than 30 years. And there was no evidence or link to cancer. Now, there was probably links to other illnesses, like if you have asthma or something like that, or other respiratory problems. But you know, but in saying that, it's not nice to impose your smoking on another person in a cooped up area like a room.
Obviously, you're not going to go up to someone and go, whew.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to do, yeah.
With the sunbeds, though, it's just yourself, isn't it? Like, you're doing no harm other than to yourself, but you know the risks of it. So I feel like if they ban it, it's just, I don't know, I feel like it's just the government being a nanny state. Because the way I see it, it's like them trying to say, like, oh, we're trying to look out for you. But at the same time, like, why are they only trying to look out for us now? Because they know what's around the corner. But that's just my 2 cents. But then, Niall.
Yes, Angelina.
What happens then if they do ban them? Say they ban them. There's going to be so many unlicensed tanning beds. So the same with anything that they ban, there's always going to be things under the books and XYZ where at least they're getting tax money out of shops, like companies.
And where you go to get your tan?
Well, people just go up the north for it.
Oh, they go up the north, yeah. Yeah. Angelina, where you get your tan, do you have to sign a disclaimer before you hop in under the bed?
No.
So they don't get you to sign a form, a waiver form, to say you're aware of the dangers and you're signing away your life and you're happy enough that it's not their responsibility, it's yours. If you get cancer in the future, you're not going to sue them. So you don't have to sign anything, no?
No.
Sounds very dodgy, if you ask me.
Have you seen people taking like ideas on doing it? Because I've seen girls on young ones on the bus. Oh, they're going to be sunbed. And I swear to God, they look like they haven't even made their junior cert yet.
I know. They're meant to be over 18, but the problem is you can rent, you can still rent them out. I know there are people who will deliver them to your house. You can still buy them, by the way. You can buy a sunbed.
But that needs to be cut out as well. But I've heard like groups of young guys and the young girls on the bus going, "Oh, go for the sunbed," and I'd say at most 15 years of age, and they're going into the shop, and I'm there thinking like, are they actually checking to make sure that they are over 18, or are they like, "Oh yeah, here's another client, more money in the bank." That's what I'd be.
There was a big culture years ago of, you know, kids, and I say kids, 16-year-olds doing it, 17-year-olds, you know, doing it, coming up to their debs or whatever it is. You know, sometimes for 2 or 3 months coming up to the debs to make sure they had a nice tan for the low-cut dress or the sleeveless dress or whatever it was. But stay there for a second. Let me go to Kira as well. Kira, you use the sunbeds too, do you?
Hi, yeah, I would occasionally. I agree. Like, I do understand that. I think I do know a place that does take your information and makes you sign and like you know what you're getting yourself into, and they only will let you do a certain amount of minutes depending on how regularly you do them. So I feel like if it's controlled, it's not as bad as say places that just let kids in.
So in the place you go to, you have to be 18 to do it?
Sorry?
You have to be 18, I assume, in the place you go to.
Yes, you have to be 18. You have to have your correct ID. They take picture as well, so no one else can use the account or anything.
Okay.
And like say it's your first time doing a sunbed in that specific shop, they'll only let you do a minimum amount of minutes. You have to build it up. They only have the creams that they'd have for sale would be the creams will still damage it, but they wouldn't be as damaging as say the ones you can buy online.
Okay. So how often do you go, Kira?
I'd go maybe once every 2 weeks.
And are you aware of the risks? I mean, do you think about the risk?
Yes, no, I do. And like when you are like leaving, like you do think about the risk.
And then, so I'm trying to get it just into your mindset, right? And by the way, everyone's entitled to do whatever they want. I'm sure I do things in life that people think, "Oh God, you're mad." Anyway, but look, when you're doing it, you know, like, do you think about skin cancer? Do you say to yourself, "Jesus, now when I'm 30 or 40, I don't know, you sound quite young, Kira, when I say quite young, please, I'm not meaning to insult you, but you sound like you're in your 20s, early 20s. So I'm assuming, are you in your early 20s, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, so when you get to 40 or 50, which is a more common age for skin cancers, although it can happen younger, and you look back, and hopefully that doesn't happen to you, by the way, but, you know, you might have huge regrets. Is that something you think of?
Yes, because I don't see myself doing sunbeds very later on into my life.
Mm.
Like, I do see a
point where I will. Otherwise, you'll end up looking like
a
leather couch.
Yeah. A leather couch. Well, yeah, I don't mean that in a bad way, but I have seen, like, people in, like, their kind of 50s, even 60s, and I'm like, "Oh, here, you look like me, woman."
Yeah, like, there is an extent where it's a bit crazy. I do think, like it was said before, that everything in moderation.
Can I ask you, girls, because it's interesting, you're all in and around the same age by the sounds of things, right? What's the obsession with not being white? Kira, you first, because you're using it more than anybody else here, it seems. What's the obsession with not being white? I mean, are we kind of ashamed of the colour of our skin? Or why do we feel, do we think it looks healthier or something? What is it, Kira?
To know what it is, I feel like it does clear up my skin. And I have had a friend that was told by their doctors that light, whether it's basically was saying like that light will help your skin, not suggesting them really, but saying that would help. And
well, it seems to, phototherapy it's called, yeah.
Yeah, like it does.
There's no doubt about that. It does, yeah. Yeah.
And it brings out your freckles, and it does make it, like I wouldn't have a great tan. I don't think you'd look at me and say, "Oh God, she's on sunbed." But I do think it brings out like a glow rather than, like, it, and for me, it helps if, like, with dark circles, like pigmentation. So I do think maybe it's just like the glow you can get from just doing a few minutes once a month or every 2 weeks.
So is that all you do? Is a few? How many minutes do you do, like, every 2 weeks?
I do 8 minutes, 8 or 7 minutes. It depends.
Okay, and what, Angelina, you're the same, are you?
No, I do 2 4-minute sessions a week.
2 4-minute sessions a week, and are you doing it for the glow as well? Yeah.
No, I'm doing it to clear my
skin. Oh, no, I'm not, but you get the glow too, do you?
I also do feel skinnier. I feel about, you know, half stone lighter when I come in.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Why are they? Because I've never experienced one. Why? Do you start sweating buckets? Like, are you warm? Is it warm as well as anything else in these things? Is it like being out in the sun?
It depends. Sometimes you get on one and it's freezing cold.
Right, okay. Are you ever concerned about somebody else who's lying in the nip on it before you were? No.
Will you clean it after?
They sanitize it, do they?
You sanitize yourself and please make you do it yourself.
And do you lie? And the one you're doing, Kira, do you lie in it or do you stand in it?
Lie. I can't. I wouldn't be able to stand up for that long.
Okay, because, that famous episodes of Friends, of course.
Lying down for me, I couldn't. I feel like I'm in a coffin that's almost on fire. I couldn't.
No, I'd be claustrophobic. With this thing coming down on top of you, I'd be claustrophobic. I wouldn't be able for that. Get me out of here. Get me out of there. And I'm assuming you have to wear these kind of goggles on your eyes, do you?
Yeah, the place I go to makes you wear them sometimes.
Okay, sometimes. Why you wouldn't? Because I believe it's quite damaging to your eyes, isn't it? It's like looking at the sun.
No, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know when you get in there whether you actually have them on or not, but they do hand them and say, go on.
Mm. And so, Kira, based on the fact that according to doctors and according to research, that at the age, when we say it says, alarming study shows that using tanning beds before the age of 35, that's you too, increases the risk of melanoma, which is skin cancer, by 35%. Now, you have to base that on what the risk of getting skin cancer, so, which is low enough, by the way, can I just point out, but it does increase that risk by 35%. It doesn't mean 35% of people who use them are going to get it. So the risk of getting skin cancer might be, I don't know, I'm going to guess it's probably 2 or 3%. So it increases that risk by 35%. In other words, that 2 or 3%. So it might be 4% instead of that. So what I'm saying to you is, are you aware of that increased risk, Kira?
Yeah, it does. Like, I'm not going to lie, it does. Like, it's in your mind. But
so
that's why I don't
on that basis, should they ban them? Would you be disappointed if they, would you be devastated if they banned it?
No, I wouldn't be devastated because I wouldn't use one that often enough to be absolutely devastated. I would be a bit annoyed. I'd be like, oh, that's not great. But I wouldn't be.
Sorry, Jessica?
Yeah, I just have to use
Coco Brown to the rescue.
Coco Brown. Okay, so.
B-ball.
Yeah, but listen, here's the thing. Like, ladies, and I know this is a female thing more so than a male thing, but I've seen, obviously, women with false tan. And when you get, they're serving you in a shop and they hand you back their change and it looks like their hands are dirty. Like, what? I mean, do you not have the ability to put it on evenly on your skin? Or they have filthy... Yeah, but your ankles look filthy. Your fingers look filthy.
If you exfoliate beforehand, like if you exfoliate like the night before you put it on, it doesn't make it look as blotchy.
And you also look like a lump.
That's what I find
anyway. Yeah, but you look like an umpa-lumpa as well. It's not even the. It doesn't even look like the same colour as a tan.
If you pick the right shade. Like, if you pick just a medium shade and you don't go too heavy on it, you don't look like an umpa-lumpa. And you just.
Yeah,
you look like
you can get nicer ones. There's nicer ones now.
Is there? So which?
Yeah, that would be a bit more even. They'd even out a bit more.
And do you use those, Kira, too?
I used to use a face 1 year ago when I was younger. I was a bit too lazy to actually have like a self-tan mode. So I'd use like a face one. And that worked all right. It did get a bit blotchy, though, like around my neck.
See, but here we go again. This is just the obsession with not looking too white. Well, it's almost like there was a thing back in the 60s where women were quite proud of their whiteness and pale makeup. Do you remember pale makeup? You know, if you go back to the days of, you wouldn't remember Audrey Hepburn. None of you would remember Audrey Hepburn. But in those days, actresses, they were very proud of their paleness. It was quite fashionable to be, you know, very pale looking, you know, red lipstick, very pale. What?
I think about the mid, it was, for me, I'd say, it was probably like the mid to late 90s, the kind of like real tan body, the kind of sun-kissed, the sun, beach, blonde, all that kind of look. That's probably when I kind
Baywatch
kind of
ruined us all.
Yeah, Baywatch destroyed the world. Yeah, and then we're all busy looking at South American pop stars like J-Lo and what's that other one? I don't know the names. But these kind of South American pop stars who have this kind of natural tanned bodies. They don't have to go out in the sun. So we're all looking at these thinking, aren't they great looking? I want to look like them. But you don't look like them because you're Irish and you have red hair and freckles. You know what I mean? So that's not the way you look.
But you know what else I think it is? So in the summer, you're inevitably going to get like a bit more tanner just from the sun being out more. That when it gets into winter and that kind of wears off, and you just look, and because it's like drowsy, you know, you just look more tired. Like, I do feel like I look very tired.
Mm. It's amazing how quick the tan goes. Yeah, because even when I'm away on holidays, say, for example, during the summer, and I get a little bit of a tan, I don't tan too well, as I said, because I do it slowly because of prickly heat. And I think I look great, right? With me a bit of a tan. But the time you get on the flight, and it's a 9-hour flight home, by the time you get off the plane in Dublin, it's gone. You're white again. You go, where's it gone?
Let's be tall.
Like 5 minutes in the sun and I think I'm Britney Spears or something.
Anyway, before we get to the break, back to the question. Angelina, definitely you don't want to ban them. Jessica, no, you know the risks as far as you're concerned. And Kerry, you'd be devastated. but you'd get over it. So
get over it in the end. We just have to use a bit of self-control.
Well, you know, it's like me saying, you know, I'd be a bit devastated if they ban cigarettes tomorrow because I smoke. I shouldn't, but I smoke. But I wouldn't care if they banned it tomorrow. You know what I mean? Because, I shouldn't be smoking. It's not good for me. You know what I mean?
In the back of your mind, you know it's doing you a favour, but it's just...
Back of my mind, you know it's killing you as well. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
All right, well, look, I've got to go into a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Well, there you go. Three girls. Jessica doesn't use them, but Angelina and Kira does. But Angelina uses it for medicinal purposes. And by the way, I didn't actually know that, but I'm reading online here, and there is evidence that it is helpful only while you're using it, by the way, because it comes back again. It obviously cures the symptom and not the cause of things like eczema or bad skin or whatever it happens to be, or acne. It's called phototherapy. Now, it's quite experimental, I suppose, to some degree. But if it, you know, her observational experience is that it works for her and helps her eczema, who might argue with her? But doctors will tell you that if you use a sunbed, they're not as popular as they used to be years ago, but they're still popular. You know, you have a 35% increase of getting skin cancer, melanoma. And, you know, it's a killer. It is a killer. So I want to know, should we ban them? The number is 087-188-0008. That's all right, I'm looking at the stats here. It wasn't too far off the mark when I guessed about 4% of people will get skin cancer. Now, so according to the researcher, 1 in 4 UK females and 1 in 35 UK males, which is about 2% of the female population and a little bit less than 1% of the male population, or actually said a little bit over that, should I sort of say, probably 1.6% of the male population, will be diagnosed with skin cancer in their lifetime. 86% of melanoma skin cancer cases in the UK are completely preventable. In other words, it's caused by people being out in the sun. So they're 86% are preventable. That's incredible. So you could prevent it. There's no probably other cancer where you can prevent it that easily. I suppose lung cancer, you could prevent it by stop smoking, but a lot of people still get lung cancer even though they don't smoke. But the point is, as I rightly pointed out, that if you increase that by 35%, well, that takes that, you know, that kind of 1% or 2%, should I say, roughly 2%, up to about 2.9%, roughly. So you're increasing your percentage. Now, it's not by much. It does seem a lot when you say 35% increase in risk, but the risk is 1 in 41. So it's still increasing the risk. So on those grounds, should we ban them? Because I think the better figure there is 86% of skin cancers are preventable. So there's two ways to prevent it. Is protect your skin by not lying out in the sun, which is the main thing. Or if you are going out and it's a sunny place that you wear, you know, well, look, I know people are not going to do it. We wear T-shirts, longer sleeves. Some parts of your body, by the way, are more at risk to skin cancer than other parts. A lot of people might notice you have little dots all over your hands. They're called sunspots, isn't they? Caused by the sun. Now, they're usually not cancerous, by the way, but if you have a lot of them, you should get them checked out. Anyway, should they be banned? Sunbed machines, should they be banned? Let me go to John. John, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Lloyd. How are you keeping?
Good, how are you doing, John? Should they ban them?
Good, now. Huh? Do you pardon?
Should they ban them?
I don't know about fully banning them. I'll tell you what I've noticed. I live close to me, about maybe a kilometre away. There's actually a suntan parlour that I've noticed. Now, it never caught my eye. It was just a door, and I saw a lot of young girls going in and going out and going in and going out. Now, I'm in my 60s, but I just noticed what's in there like, and then I spotted the sign. So it's basically sunbeds. So they're pulling up. It's very, very popular. It's very busy, and they're all in their, I suppose, early mid-teens, late teens.
Mm.
Going in, and they're all from...
Well, they shouldn't be in their mid-teens, but yeah, but go on, yeah.
They all seem to be from, you know, they seem to one particular type of community in that.
I know.
They're very...
We're quite famous for their tans in the middle of winter, the Mediterranean tans in November, yeah.
It's a fair play to them, they look great.
Yeah.
But I often wonder, have they been given educated? I think, like, we have things, you know... On television, we have ads that cigarettes are dangerous and everything else. But we don't see an ad on television saying, listen, this is what suntan will do to you. I don't think they might be educated. A lot of girls Now, my own daughter, she's 20 now, and she has basically a paint roller, and she paints on that tan, like, when she needs it. But she never, she was never in a sunbed or anything like that, you know? So I just wonder, do they really need to be going to these sunbeds? I know I, like, my wife back in the 70s worked in a leisure centre, and that time the sunbeds were, like,
geez, huge.
People just lay in them, and they would come out, they were like rackets.
I know.
You know?
There was, you know? There was a time where there was no time limits on them. And people just popped themselves under them and lay there for an hour, a half an hour, and they were literally sore.
Yeah. Oh, I had a friend of mine at work. He fell asleep in one. He was 3 days in the hospital over it.
Yeah, you know, well, that can happen. Yeah, back in the 80s. Oh, you could end up with third-degree burns. Yeah, they're lethal.
Yeah.
You know, because it's ultraviolet light. It's pure ultraviolet light. Yeah.
Whatever, but
UV light.
It might be hard enough to ban them because they might go underground. But I think we need to educate the youngsters that, you know, how dangerous they could be or how they could end up, maybe a few pictures or, I don't know, just to let them know, like, that these things are dangerous.
But do we need to educate people? I mean, I thought most people would know. John, you know, don't you? Well, did I need to read this out tonight for you to know that they were dangerous?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Most people know. Well, then maybe could gradually ban them or gradually, you know. I wouldn't just go and wipe them off the face of the earth tomorrow and having people unemployed and closing down, you know. Or maybe I'd like to see, I'm sure technology nowadays, maybe they can do something to make them safer or something like that.
Yeah.
What made me laugh and think why the reason I rang in was that I saw the last day that, you know, the suntan sprays in the, that you buy, I think you buy them in the pharmacies.
Yeah.
The sprays?
Yeah. No, I know them. I know them.
They're the most shoplifted item in Ireland at the moment.
There you go. People are robbing suntan sprays. There you go. That's probably because they're expensive, John. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what price they are. They are expensive.
They're very expensive. You know, and this is the other thing. If we really want to make an effort to prevent people from getting skin cancer, why are sun creams, you know, like I would use a factor 50, say, for example, if I'm on holidays, why are they so expensive? It's like 20 quid for like a bottle of Factor 50. So if we really are determined to prevent people from getting skin cancers, why is it so expensive to stop us from getting cancer? There's no reason for a bottle, you know, a small bottle the size of a ketchup bottle of suntan cream to be 20 quid. There's no reason.
Yeah, or maybe if people, certain areas in the country, if they started nudist camps or, you know...
Would you go on a nudist camp, John?
Huh?
Would you go to a nudist camp?
Well, I haven't found one in Ireland. I have my own little places here on the West Coast, little beaches where I can go. And I swear to God.
Very empowering, isn't
going
it?
Going out swimming in the Nip.
Right.
The difference makes swimming in the Nip. And I don't have anyone around.
If I go swimming in my pair of shorts and you go swimming in the Nip, what difference does that make? Is it because your willy is dangling and flowing freely in the water?
I swim in my shorts 99% of the time.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Yeah.
It just feels different. It just...
The water rushing through your willy.
Yeah, it must be something
like that.
Floating
around.
It's scattering away or something. But it really... And it's not just your... It's your butthole as well.
Oh, your butthole too, yeah.
It's just the water spreading over your body, like, you know?
Right. And do you do that often, John? Do you?
No, not very hard. Well, I do swim a lot now in Salt Hill and Black Rock.
It's Salt Hill, so we can all avoid it now. It's Salt Hill and Black Rock. I know all the people of Salt Hill and Black Rock are all going, Jesus.
Yeah, no, I go out to Connemara and I'd find a quiet beach.
Right.
And
strip off.
I did two of my togs were on the rock beside me in case anyone came along. Like,
oh, of course, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
And would you wander around the beach in the nude as well? Would you kind of have a little walk, a little stroll on the beach in the Nip?
Not in Ireland. I did in Spain, all right. I
did
found
you?
This nudist beach. But there's no people on. There wasn't many people on. A few women.
By the way, you know nudity is not illegal in Ireland.
Oh, yeah, I know. But
it's only illegal if somebody complains. So, the act of being naked is not actually illegal. It's not classed as indecent exposure.
unless somebody makes a complaint, then it becomes indecent exposure.
Well, there's lots of people that are making complaints.
Yeah, they probably would if they saw you, John, in fairness, which are really hanging out.
Go with you can swim off Black Rock and take your trousers off when you're out in the water and swim around with them in your hand, you know?
Yes.
Speedos. I wear Speedos, little tiny Speedos.
You do not. You wear budgie smugglers.
No, I don't.
Okay, you're only joking. Okay, stay there, John, for a second. Hang on. Let me, because I've got that image in my head now, and I'm going to need some sort of therapy to get it out. Brandon, yeah. Hi. How are you?
Hey,
Brandon, do you swim in the nude?
Do I swim in the nude?
Yeah. John does. Holidays,
not in Ireland. Yeah. On my holidays, I would maybe be fond of a skinny dip now.
Would you? Yeah, John likes a bit of skinny dip, and he says it's nice. He feels the water rushing through his willy and his butthole. That's what he said to me.
Oh, that's a bit much for me.
Yeah. That is a bit much for me too. Brandon, getting back to the sunbeds, do you think they should be banned? You use them, do you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Very often.
How often would you use them?
Once every 2 days.
Jeez, that's a lot, isn't it, Brandon?
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of an addiction at this stage.
And why do you want to use them? Is it just to look good? Do you think you look good with a bit of a tan on you?
It's like I told you, it's kind of like an addiction. Like, you, no matter how tan you are, you just want to be more tan, because you just come out and feeling fresh and looking better and feeling better.
I don't know. No, I've never done it, so I don't know the experience of it. I'm assuming it's like being out on a sunny day and that evening your skin feels all a bit tight and stuff like that, does it? I don't know.
Yeah, and you feel sun-kissed, and then you have a nice little glow on your face and all.
Yeah. And so if you're putting on a white shirt that evening going out, you look a little bit better, you feel you look a bit better.
Yeah, and if you look good, you feel good. You know
well,
I mean?
This is true, yeah. If you look at yourself in the mirror and you kind of look good, you kind of feel a bit better about yourself, don't you? It's good for the old self-confidence. But here's the thing, Brandon. It's not good for your skin, is it?
Apparently not, no, but... You just have to look at the bright side.
But there's no bright side to cancer. You know what I mean?
I know there's not.
Yeah. So do you think about that? 35% increase of skin cancer.
Yeah, I don't really think about it, to be honest with you. I haven't put much thought into it.
Do you think they should be banned, considering they are dangerous?
Well, I see where you're coming from, but I feel like if you're over the age of 18, like smoking...
Yeah.
Isn't banned. That causes cancer. There's a lot of things that cause cancer. I feel like everybody should have a choice what they do or what they put into their own body, you know, and they'll be the ones to deal with the consequences come the future. But I don't think, I think a lot of businesses would be, people would be put out of jobs that work in sunbed shops and own sunbed shops and things like that. And I think people should have the choice of what they want to do with themselves, you know.
Is there still many? I don't see them as often as I used to. Years ago, it was very fashionable and very popular and very common for people to see people going in and out of sunbed shops. But I don't see them as much as I used to. Is there still many of them around, Brandon?
Yeah, there is. And there's been times where, I think it was last summer or the summer before, I rented out a sunbed in my house.
That's right, yeah.
For 2 months.
That's right. You can hire them out and take them home with you and keep it there, and they come and collect it or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. And I charged me mates to use them, you know.
Yeah, you became a bit of an entrepreneur with it, did you? And you were charging other people. Make your money back, yeah.
I had a big queue at the front door at one stage.
I could see how that would be popular.
Half price sunbed.
And how long would you lie under it, Brandon? How long? About 10, 15 minutes at a time?
Between, I'd say about 12 to 14 minutes, yeah.
Okay. And do you ever take a risk and lie a bit longer? Do you ever fall asleep?
I did. I was going on holidays there. I did an extra 2 minutes, you know, just to try and boost my colour. And then, so it's easier to get time when I was away. I did, but...
Are we ashamed of our whiteness?
I think we are.
Are we?
And also, I think social media could come into it. Like, you know, you see all these... A-list models and all on Instagram. Looking
buffed up blokes with their tans and their, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, but I don't, I know John doesn't either. Mind you, John goes skinny dipping in Salt Hill. That says a lot about him. But here's the thing.
That's his thing.
I don't want to particularly look like any of those buffed up men. Like,
No,
I'm quite happy with the way I look. Other people might not be, but I'm very happy with the way I look. I mean, don't get me wrong, few improvements. I'd like to be a bit younger. But I'm quite happy with the aging process. It's okay. I'm okay with it. I don't think I'd like to I mean, when I go on holidays, I get a bit of a tan, and I, you know, that you mentioned there, that kind of, it looks nicer when you have a white shirt on and everything else. I get a bit of a tan, but I don't mind the fact that it's gone 3 days after I come back from my holidays. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Well, some people are just more secure in themselves than others, you know. Mm.
And would you be quite vain?
I'd say confident. I wouldn't say vain. I'd say I'm a confident person.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be confident too, but I just don't understand at the same level. So you don't believe it should be banned anyway?
No, I think people should have the choice. I think maybe they should be a bit more strict in the shops. I've seen kids that I know that are a few years younger than me. They wouldn't be 18, like, and they'd be going in doing the sunbeds. Now that I don't really agree with.
Well, it is technically illegal to allow somebody under the age of 18 to use it.
Yeah. I think they should crack down a bit more on things like that.
And the place that you go to, would they let 16-year-olds use it?
No, see, the place I go to, you have to set up an account and the photocopy your ID. It's real professional. But
Kira was saying the same thing about her place, that she goes, they photocopy her ID and all that kind of stuff. But at least that's responsible.
There is a new volume.
Yeah. All right, well, look, best of luck with the tan, Brandon. Are you heading away this year somewhere? Going to get a bit of a base tan? Where are you heading after this year? Where are you going, somewhere nice?
Well, I'm actually going to Ibiza now in 4 weeks. 4 weeks, yeah. I'll be in Ibiza.
Okay, that's a bit of a mad place for the young people, isn't it?
Yeah, mad place for mad people like me.
Yeah, Manu Mission. Is Manu Mission still there in Ibiza?
Yeah, I don't know. It's my first time going.
Oh, is it? But Manu Mission is a big nightclub, huge nightclub. I think it holds about 10,000 people. It's mental.
And do they all go skinny dipping after, do they?
But I don't know, like John, do you go skinny dipping on your holidays?
What?
Do you go skinny dipping on your holidays?
Well, that's where it's all started.
Oh.
I don't know what island it was on.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.